So we're doing in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1388. Baruch Hashem, dated the first day of Shvat in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe bestows great titles of Rav Hagaon, Rav Asichos, Rav. This is letter to Moiren Rav Yehuda Aryeh Sheyichya. And they say in the bottom over here, that's Volgemut. He was in Holland, Utrecht, Holland. So the Rebbe writes to him that it is with pleasantness that I received your letter in which you relate about your health, or about the health of Rav Achos, it doesn't say the name. So it seems from your letters that his health has improved somewhat. And I hope that in the future letters you will be able to notify me that the power of vision, I guess he had a problem with his eyesight, is going and becoming stronger, and he will be able in time to write by himself, apparently because of his eyesight he couldn't write. Hashem Yisbarach, the blessed Hashem who heals all flesh and does wonders, should send him a speedy recovery. It's known, the saying of our sages, Ezehu Chacham Harayas Anoilad, who is wise, one who sees what is going to come about, what's going to be born, the future. So Torah HaChassidus interprets this, the teaching of Chassidus, in this, that one who can see the creation, a Chacham can see that the creation of the world from ex nihilo into existence, from ayin to yesh, that you see all the time, you can see, visually see, that the whole world is continuously being created by Hashem at every moment, every instant, as explained in Shari Yichud V'Emunah to the Alter Rebbe, that the creation is not a one-time act and a on time during the 6 days of creation, but rather the word of Hashem sustains, creates all the creation at every moment from ayin to yesh. And the same thing is that every Jewish person, the health, the physical health of a person, hinges on his spiritual health. So when a person feels a weakness in a physical limb, you go to the doctor, because you have to conduct yourself in the ways of nature. The Torah has given permission, which means not only rishus, but the Torah has given the koach, has given the power to the doctor, to the roifeh, that he can heal. But also, you need to look into the weakness of that spiritual limb. In our situation, would mean how much do you see the creation that is created ma'ayin liyesh at every instant. I'm not coming just to give a speech, the Rebbe says to preach l'drosha, but I'm coming to arouse this, that he should strengthen himself in the study of the teaching of Chassidus. And as a start with studying the Shari Yichud V'Emunah that I mentioned earlier, I thank your honor for your trouble to representing, giving all this over to him. May he live. And just as you took upon yourself and you became a shaliach to write to me about his situation, so I am sure that you will also accept upon yourself my shalichus, my mission, which is said in this letter. And also you will help the person to help him in bring out good activity. I'm also attaching a copy of my letter as it relates to the festival, which is Yutis Kislev that passed. And also the notes of the words that I said to the students over here when they came in, and it was on the fifth light of Hanukkah, and also the booklet that is talks about Yutes Kislev. I hope that they will interest your honor, Shalichya, with blessing that Hashem should grant you to be able to give good news about the betterment of the situation of the sick, of the person, and also to tell me of your activities in your city to bring the hearts of the Jews closer to the Father in Heaven. So the Rebbe is taking every opportunity to get a rabbi, to get him involved in the work of Yiddishkeit to bring people closer. The Rebbe writes in the P.S. Nichtav Bitzidei. He says, in the year Tofresh Peches, that's in 1928, when I was in Berlin, the Rebbe says, one time it was a Friday night, Shabbos, Leil Shabbos Kodesh, I visited your father's home, Zecharei Netzadik Livracha, the Rebbe says, and I remember that your father was teaching in front of the family members, he was teaching them Rambam. And amongst those who were present was also one of the students of the Kelemer. Although I don't remember his name, his father's name was Rav Yosef, they say in the bottom, it was Rav Yosef Vol Gemut. So the Rebbe is saying that he was teaching, it was one Friday night, and he was teaching in front of the members of his family. He was teaching them Rambam, and also the students of the Kelman. I'm not sure that the Rebbe doesn't remember the name.